Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. What you bitches want from us? What? What they want on us? What? While Shonda was promoted, what? Sunny out this smoke. Beastie be the host. Burner Meech gun tote. Neat. Crack. Nicky got the cleaver. About two things. Queen B and Diva. Treated all y'all daily. But yet and still. Now y'all on some bitch shit. Like that dude from True Hill. But yet and still. I'ma still play your record. 8 seasons. About to be 10. Give me a second. Huh? What's good, Nicky?
All systems check. 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for your DJ.
Hands down the best party mixer.
The Stage Radio.
Now with the hottest party mix. Let's get this party started.
Drop the beat.
Tell me why you went on go down. On your face you are wearing a frown. The way you dance, girl, you're looking real happy. All I know is you're moving a fatty. Hey, 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 girl, you're moving a fatty. Hey, 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 why don't go down, girl, you're moving a fatty.
Tell me why when you dance you look mad. Booty poking out, spark it like that. It's going round and round, make me walk round. Full 90 for me, can't wait for this second.
Tell me how you move your body like that. Make me bust twice, tell me how I come on. Beat it up, put my Louis back. We can't wait for you to give me that kitty cat. You look back, cause you like how I did that. You look back like you know that I have fun. Tell me why you want. Your face, you are wearing a pound. The way you dance, girl, you're looking real happy. All I know is you're moving a fatty. Hey, 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 girl, you're moving a fatty. Hey, 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 why don't go down, girl, you're moving a fatty. Tell me why you went on go down. On your face, you are wearing a pound. The way you dance, girl, you're looking real happy. All I know is you're moving a fatty.
hear that? Silence. No.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Nikki, and it's another WTW, holding it down for my ladies as usual. Y'all say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
DJ Star is with me, A-Game, Lottie Lott, and Beastie. We chilling in Beastie's kitchen. So we're going to listen to some more music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some stuff. We got a crazy letter. We'll be back. There you go.
Yeah. Lyrical genius. I generate health, I generate wealth, I generate love by loving myself. Name is lyrical energy, spiritual income, residual knowledge is critical. Vibes on soaring the stars, somewhere far away past Mars. I'm usually shy, I don't know why. Growth is uncomfortable, but I'ma try. Better yet, I do, then I succeed, attracting all this greatness inside of me. We are who we reflect, in any retrospective kind of dense to run from destiny. Now take a second, close your eyes and inhale all the heavens. Meditation if you need a reference. Mindful of your body and your wellness. Download your blessings. You learn your lessons. If not, you gon' repeat them. Slow down so you can see them. Trust oneself, believe and achieve them. Matter of fact, know that. Breathe deep and let it go. No slack, no cap. It does you no darn good to worry. I heard from a birdie or three. You are worthy. So smile, child, every once in a while. Smile, even if you feel it. Gotta try.
You gotta try.
Cause it's a vibe. Give me that. Give me that smile. Mm. Yeah. You look good. Ooh. Hey, that
you
gotta try. Cause it's a vibe. Give me that. Give me that.
I love life. Life goes right. I speak life and life loves me. Won't fight this feeling, working on my healing. Have mercy, willing, I'm free. Popping bottles of that elderberry, see mounts and vitamin D. Finessing on my fitness, trying to get the thickness in this body. But it ain't even me, and I'm not what you see.
Temporarily mine to keep while I seek the proof of the truth of things. As a human being, it's some crazy shit. Learning life from the little kids, they've been here before. I ain't tripping though. Stop, look, listen to me. You learn your lesson yet? If not, you gon' repeat them. Slow down so you can see them. Trust oneself, believe and achieve them. Matter of fact, know that. Breathe deep and let it go, no slack, no cap. It does you no darn good to worry. I heard from a birdie or three, you are worthy. So smile, child, every once in a while. Smile, even if you feeling tired. You gotta try, cause it's a vibe. Give me that, give me that.
Will you smile for me? I just wanna speak. I can't believe that I can't think. Ooh, why am I sweating? You got me weak. I just wanna speak. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People usually look just for the turn up. What's on your mind? I'm really just interested in your learner. Your brain, I'm just saying, I've been through some things. Do you wanna know? Or maybe just go with the flow? Let's see how this goes.
How you doing today? I'm Quentin Sampson, may I ask your name?
You call me QS.
I'm from Houston, please excuse the country twang. Ooh, How can I make you smile today?
Love, when you smile for me,
I'm
looking for someone that will be down for me. Ride for me,
yeah.
Will you ride for me? But I gotta let you know I got some miles on me.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Will you smile for me?
Smile for me.
I just wanna see.
Just smile for me.
Oh yeah.
Just smile for me. Smile for me. Smile for me. Smile for me.
Will you smile for me?
Smile for me. Yeah.
You guide me with.
Just smile for me. Oh yeah. Just smile for me. Smile for me. Smile for me.
Most times I'm really more of a observer. I just can't find a way to be confident, got me nervous. Yeah, you, what you wanna do? Let's go get some food, or maybe a show. Or maybe just go with the flow. Let's see how this goes.
You got a vibe that makes me wanna stay. And get to know your brain. And I can approach you with these things.
Love, when you smile for me,
I'm looking for someone that will be down for me.
Ride for me,
yeah.
Will you ride for me? But I gotta let you know I got some miles on me.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Will you smile for me?
Smile for me,
yeah. I just wanna speak.
Cause But I ain't tripping, cause I got all of this love.
Hey, 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 hey I feel like flying today. I'ma need for y'all to put your hands in the sky, 'cause we about to fly.
Swamp City.
I know I wanna fly.
Brains like my name is Kurt Cobain. Feeling blind, I think I'm losing sight. Work the life, I give it all my might. Like a plane, a nigga taking flight. Watch me float away just like a kite. In total darkness, I can find a light. Like a general, I had to earn my stripes. I keep that armor like a shiny knight. But if you don't, then you won't. You can say goodnight. God for signs. I'm feeling like the world is mine, but I'm no longer doing crime. So I'm sipping on this Hennessy to pass the time. I'm feeling like I'm king of New York and I sing. Bada bow, bada bing. I'm so fresh, so clean. I'm standing tall, y'all mean. Fuck the drama y'all bring. I'm feeling like I'm losing hope. I can see it through a telescope. I kick the chair from a rope, but then I hear a voice telling me I'm dope. If y'all was in my shoes, then you couldn't cope. Nah, them motherfuckers thinking it's a joke. I know some haters wanna cut my throat. Here I am, motherfuckers wanting all the smoke.
Y'all for your patience. I was doing some multitasking. I had to finish the dinner, get the kids settled, and now we Gucci. We are Gucci. It is a beastie intervention tonight. We are downstairs informing him of how rude he is. It's quite funny, but that's what we're doing. DJ Star. DJ is getting settled. We're going to talk to her. I want to tell y'all on yesterday. DJ Star and Lyrical Genius came and Lyrical came and picked me up. And we went to DJ Star's house. There, they prepared lunch. There was good music, there was good vibes, incense going, and it was just us girls. And they did all of that for my birthday. I felt so honored and thankful, and I just wanted to publicly thank them again for thinking about little old me. That was so dope.
Oh.
Lyrical did her thing with that salmon girl. thing. So before we get into the reason why we're here, go ahead, CJ. Say what you want.
Oh, no, I didn't even know if I was on. I'm so sorry, y'all.
It's all good. How was your day?
You know what? It was a great day to have a great day.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying? I did a little bit of Olympics earlier today, if that's all right.
And it is.
And I started dancing for my life, and now I'm here with y'all doing the stage.
Doing the stage. I'm so glad that you can fit us in to your fun filled day. So we're gonna get into why we're here. It's just us kicking it tonight until Beastie decides to come in. He says he's giving away tickets to the Queens of Carolina promo tour. The next stop is Charlotte, and it is this Friday night. It is going to be amazing. I'm excited. I've never hung out in Charlotte as an adult. I haven't been to Charlotte since I was a little girl. So this is going to be fun. Oh, are you planning to go? CJ, did you want to go to Charlotte?
You said. You know what? What day is that again?
Friday.
This Friday?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I would love to go, but I'm doing the 10 minutes for 10 comics for Bob Sumner, the guy that executive produced that comedy jam. Yeah.
That baby is booked. You better get it in. I'm so proud of you.
Girl.
I'm so proud of being her.
Thank you so much.
Cool guys.
Thank
She's doing the damn thing.
Okay.
So we're going to get into this letter.
All right. Thanks, Mailbox. We just got a letter. 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 Wonder who it's from.
All right, that's what's up, Mailbox. So, the letter reads, all right. Thank you, couple. I'm celebrating a brief intermission. I am celebrating all month long. That means I'm still accepting lunches, cash apps, mimosas, salmons, and salads. Couple, they keep grinding, CJ. Okay, so the letter reads, I'm 23 and my boyfriend is 41. I'm finishing up my college degree, so I'm still living at home with my parents for a few more months. My boyfriend lives with his parents. He claims it saves money and is easier. He also said he was single before me, so he didn't feel the need to have his own place. Since we've been dating, he was crashing at one of his rental properties, and he recently remodeled and sold it. For weeks, I was under the impression that we would have that house as our space. And though not ideal, I was going to take what I could get. Now that he just sold it, we have no space to be together or have any alone time. My parents are not accepting of me being in a relationship and being intimate at the house of his parents, whom I still haven't met. It's weird and limiting to me. We've been having so many disagreements lately, and I feel that not having our own space is making it worse. We would have been able to spend all weekends together, but now that's out of the picture unless he gets us a hotel room. I don't want to feel like his mistress, and I shouldn't have to. I don't know what to do or where to even begin with him. He takes everything as a personal attack. So my attempting to talk about it with him, he would implode. Help find not his mistress. Sister Sessie, that you can go right in. And she said help.
Child, first off, where is her father at? Because clearly she doesn't have, I mean, or maybe she doesn't talk to him or doesn't have any males in her life. Because he got game already. Well, I don't think it's just me, so I don't got to have my own place, you know what I'm saying? Shit, and I was single before I met you, you know. So he was, like, talking to her like, oh, Eddie Kane. You know, I feel like I hate it when a man tell me, like, and I got my own that you supposed to have it, nigga, you over 30. That ain't no motherfucking, that don't make you the GOAT, that make you a man.
Right.
You supposed to have those things. Now, if you got them at 18, I'm impressed. You see what I'm saying? Because you going hard. So she going to see the light, don't get. That's the advice I got for you, because if you get burned,
so what you say is that she just basically need to chill.
Relax and make sure her die.
Because you're going in and out. So, in my opinion, I mean, it's a lot with this letter. Like you said, where's her dad? This guy is old enough to be her dad. So,
yes.
Her saying her parents, they're not in, or they don't agree with it.
How you doing?
I'm thinking the dad, too. And he needs to step in and kind of find out what she may have been lacking. I mean, I can understand you being attracted to older men. The whole sugar daddy thing, possibly, maybe. But if you're setting out to be in a relationship with this man who's damn near twice your age, you need to understand that he is probably married or in a long-term relationship. If you're going to his parents' house and you're intimate at his parents' house when they're not there and you have not met them yet, he has enough savings, as he said, to purchase, remodel, and then sell off a house he thought was going to be yours. I don't know if he told you that, but you put that in your mind that it was going to be yours. He has enough to support himself already. He doesn't need to stay with his parents to support himself and save. It's important for you to look at the situation. I don't know what kind of help you're actually asking for, because in this situation, you just got to look at it. Why you ain't met the parents that he lives with to save money, but you've been in their house? He's 41. His parents are of a older age. At minimum, 20 years older than him, right? Maybe 15 if they was young, sneaking and geeking. So we can give them in their 50s and 60s. They out all the time, just together. Dad don't sit home and mom go do groceries, or mom don't sit home, dad go fishing. Like, it's common sense at this point. Me personally, not knowing this man, but I believe he has a whole life, a family. Maybe not kids. You've been in the house. You don't see any signs of children. But he definitely,
right.
He's definitely got him somebody.
Definitely got him somebody.
Yeah, she wants to sign the letter, not his mistress, indicating that you already know. You know.
Right. That's right.
You know. So,
child.
I really don't know. Yeah, I don't know what kind of help. I couldn't have been in this situation because I have too many questions. My mind constantly goes. So where your
right.
mother at? I want to bring her some flowers or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Invite her over for dinner. Anything. I need to ask.
Yeah, something.
You stay with your parents,
right.
but I've never met them.
Right.
And granted,
you know,
she doesn't say how long.
Over.
Right. Why?
Yeah, how you got a rental property, but you ain't trying to get you no place to stay? Like, that don't even make sense.
You
like, what
bought
the fuck?
A house, remodeled it. Rented it out, then remodeled it, and sold it.
Yo, that's bananas.
Cabo said, that's him. His wife's house. He got a whole girlfriend, and she's a side chick.
You are, darling. I'm sorry, but you are.
That's how men be, though. They have a wife, but they definitely have bitches all over, you know, and I don't never understand that either, but, you know, just don't worry about what the fuck I do then, shit.
And they will, and I'm sure he does. And I'm sure he doesn't mind sharing his opinion on probably what she's wearing or where she's going. She's 23. She still want to hang out. She want to take trips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he has an opinion on that because men do.
Thank you, baby. Like
men definitely do. Now, I don't know, homegirl.
Yeah, I don't. Child, Beastie gonna tear this up.
You know he's gonna tear this up when he get on here. I can give the disclaimer early. Don't do what we do.
Yeah,
not
I just don't. I don't
condone it.
I just don't. I don't understand. That's just like a man telling you, "Hey, don't come over, girl, when you bleeding. Just slide over when you know." Like,
now that's
niggas
funny.
Tell women this. It is.
That's
somebody
funny.
Told me that one time when I was younger.
Don't come over when you're bleeding. So let me give y'all some game, fellas. If she is bleeding on her menstrual, invite her over. Rub her feet. Give her tea. Let her complain. Just because
don't know
you
how to
can't
do that.
Or don't want to have sex at that time, because some don't care. They run red lights. There's a lot of fellas that run red lights.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's not what
yeah,
you're into, don't shun her. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a young man's mentality. A grown man going to take care of her.
Yeah. So where the grown men at?
CJ Star looking for a grown man.
They are 23-year-olds.
Shit. The fuck? You get with me, it's going to feel like 1999. Is that all right?
Is that all right? And then somebody brought up, well, you know, that's like the R. Kelly thing, but it's not. I'm gonna share my opinion on this. I was in high school, and there were 20-something-year-olds coming to pick up my homegirls, and they thought it was cute and cool. It wasn't, but it happened. Well, R. Kelly went wrong. He was torturing these girls, tying them up, making them pee in buckets, whipping them. Like, that is excessive. He deserves jail time for the abuse. And I'm not excusing statutory rape. I'm just saying it was not as uncommon as people are trying to make it out to be. I grew up in the Bronx, and all the older boys was drug dealers. You know what I'm saying? So they pulled up to the high school that they used to attend or were supposed to attend and picked up the girl. That's just what they did. But at 23 and 41, if he has the money to be an entrepreneur, a business owner, he's not staying with his parents, love. It's
right.
Just not going on.
That's at all. You know what I'm saying?
It is not. So with that being said, I don't even know what to say. I'm going to go into this.
Girl, we're going to pray for this child.
I guess. We're going to go into the Jordan Pauline trash because it's Wednesday. And, you know, this song has applied to every letter for months now. So tonight's no different. The name of the song is called Trash. It's by Jordan Pauline. She's out of California. And I dedicate this to 41 and 23. And it's not his mistress. Yeah, we do that.
How are you still playing like you're too damn old by now? Usually buddy says you should have already thrown in a towel, but you're still trying to play.
This is Denise, and I'm listening to The Woman's Takeover.
Yes, yes, and this is Lila Ike, and I'm representing for The Woman's Takeover show. I don't know if I'm with Nikki and Niecy. And I'm the biggest fan. Love how you play, yes, you are real champion. Word on the street. I this your show come for lock down the scene. Keep it blazing.
Okay, CJ, let's flip it.
I would just
because we also had this discussion. Cougars.
Okay, let's flip it.
Cougars. What's the appropriate age gap between male and female when a cougar is in play?
5 to 10 years.
So we still not doing almost 20 years.
Hell no. I wouldn't say 10 to 15. I mean, shit, it was a young man that tried to talk to me. That motherfucker said he was 21. I just looked at him like,
ooh,
that's statutory rape to me. I'm not, you know, I was flattered that somebody that young thought I was attractive. I'm not going to lie. I was flattered. I said, well, that's nice. He thought I was like 30 or something. I appreciated that, but that didn't mean I was going to give him no pussy.
But the thing about
is that all right?
Also, cougars have they own. Like, when a woman sets out to date a younger man, she is established, usually, right? She has her own place. She knows that he's younger, so she's going to be tricking off on him as opposed to vice versa. And I just don't think that men get that memo, maybe. Like, I saw you, Capo, you said he wants his cake and eat it too. But that's common with men for some reason. They have a natural greedy trait. Do you agree, CJ?
You said, do I agree?
Agree, yeah, that they have, like, this naturally greedy trait. Cake and eat it too much.
Yeah, they do. And they can't stand a woman that's just like that. You know what I'm saying? A man see a woman like that, they got to find a way to buck her down or try to humble her or some shit because they can't take that strength, you know? Sometimes women just want to fuck, too.
That.
Shit. We might not want to hold you. We might just want to hit and leave. Is that all right?
We might not want to hold you. Don't.
So that's why, you know,
good.
Don't. It's hard for me to get back onto this dick shit because I don't know how the fuck to be with a nigga. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Like, shit, what the fuck? You know? I thought if I'm coming over at 12, you know what's going on. Shit, let's do what we need to do so I can go ahead and go home. Shit.
Maybe you have to get a less masculine man.
I don't want nothing soft, though, so that's where I'll be torn, because I like a hood nigga, you know what I'm saying? I like a nigga that's going to be like, shut up and choke me while you're hitting in front of back, you know? But, God, you know, so, fuck it, I'm just stuck between a rock and a hard cock, you know what I'm saying? A cock machine 3000, see you later.
I told you, Machine Gun Kelly, honey.
Yeah, I can't fuck with that. That's a lot. I thought I could get down, but whoo.
Machine Gun Kelly. Y'all,
yeah,
okay.
So I don't know.
For those who may not have been privy, I got a box delivered to my door from Amazon. And I just opened it because I ordered from Amazon. But baby, what was inside was not mine. No, it wasn't. I call it Machine Gun Kelly. It's a sex machine. It came with 7 different attachments, and you plug it in a wall. No. It's now a novelty item. When adults come over to my house, we show it to them, and you turn it on high.
I love the machine. It's just a lot.
It is hilarious.
It is. Mm-hmm.
But tonight, DC is going to come through and give away these tickets. Or at least one or two, I guess. We have 3 in total to give away. But tomorrow is another day.
Yeah.
So I am going to play this song, Mad, by Madam Trauma. Again, it is Friday in Charlotte, the Queens of Carolina promo tour. The stage is supposed to be in the building. So there will be no Smash or Trash this Friday. That does not mean don't sing your music in. Because next week we'll have an arsenal of good music, hopefully. Well, let me see what BC trying to do with these tickets, and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Yep. All right.
Trauma.
I'm in la ciencia.
Bad. 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 These bitches mad. Woo! they won't do nothing about it. What? Don't play, little mama, I'm about it. Hello. You gon' pop our shit, I doubt
these
it.
Bitches mad.
Woo! Trauma got them all in they feelings. Bum bitch, go take care of your children. Hi. You just mad, little whore, I'm winning.
These bitches mad.
Woo! You see a little whore, I'm popping. Yeah. When I hit the scene, trauma show stopping.
Okay.
They already know how I'm rocking.
These bitches mad.
Woo! Bet they won't say it to my face. No, I stay down and catch a case.
Yeah.
Eat them up like food on a plate.
These bitches mad. These bitches sad.
Yeah.
Neglect, they never had a dad.
Nope.
You need to get up off your ass.
Fat.
You need to go and get the bag.
Go
you
back.
Mad at me? Ho for what?
Hey.
Pockets on feet with the five on top. The streets been talking, you gon' do what? Bitch, trauma time, I'll make your ass duck. I don't play no games. This my lane. All my team got to feel the same. Look how she move, lil' mama lame. Look at insecure, pump faking for the fame. She really just mad that she not with the game. Doing some strange for a little bit of change. Your ass getting rocked if you mention my name. I'll fight a bitch and no shame in my game. I'm on they ass, I'm on they neck. I just really want to check. You grimy bitch, can't forget. You the weakest card in the deck. I'ma teach your ass some respect. That's what I need, nothing less. I'm trying to do right, I'm blessed. But these bitches keep trying to test me. These bitches mad.
Woo!
But they won't do nothing about it. Don't play, little mama, I'm about it. You gon' pop our shit, I doubt
these bitches mad.
Woo!
Trauma got them all in their feelings. Bum bitch, go take care of your children.
No.
You just mad, little whore, I'm with
it. Bitches mad.
Woo!
You see a little whore, I'm popping.
Yeah.
When I hit the scene, trauma show stopping. They already know how I'm rocking.
These bitches mad.
Woo!
Bet they won't say it to my face. No, I stay down and catch a case. Eat them up like
food on a plate. These bitches mad, that's what I keep hearing in the street. Putty hoes don't really want heat. I pull up on the south side, hopping out deep. Man, now apply pressure, better ask about me.
Okay.
These bitches is cap on God, they fool the team. My nigga, that's why I keep the tool on me. Leave a hole so big, they see through to me. Nah, bitch, this shit ain't new to me. Say what? This bitch be talking too low. Speak up, stop hating, little hoe. You put it on game when you see me, that's up. But when I'm pushing through the city, you be ducking on the low.
Hey, you say I don't want smoke.
Bitch, what? Man, that bitch must be talking about a blunt. Cause I'ma bring smoke, yeah, the kind that'll choke you. Real fucked up, leaking out on the floor. Take me to the stash,
right
and
now.
I mean now. Cause ain't nobody finna leave this house. See, I done made a trip just to slide on a bitch. Yeah, I need everything in this motherfucking spot. So tell me who mad, you heard trauma time. Bitch, make that ass duck just for getting out of line. Cause we ain't about to play with you, this I shine. Bitch, better think twice before we leave out line. Cause these bitches mad.
Woo! But they won't do nothing about it. Don't play, little mama, I'm about it. You gon' pop our shit, I doubt
these
it.
Bitches mad.
Woo! Trauma got them all in their feelings. Bum bitch, go take care of your children. You just mad, little whore, I'm winning.
These bitches mad.
Woo! You see a little whore, I'm popping. When I hit the scene, trauma show stopping. They already know how I'm rocking.
These bitches mad.
Woo! Bet they won't say it to my face. No, I stay down and catch a case. Eat them up like food on a plate.
Eat them up like food on a plate.
Like food on a plate.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. I said, damn, what kind of plate?
Can
it be a food plate? She can play.
When she performed that in New York, that woo, I don't know, it just hit the soul.
Hold on. Mute CJ.
Okay, I got you.
Yo, when? Okay, CJ, you still got to turn your phone down.
She just got to mute herself.
Yo, when that woman said, these bitches mad, yo, that shit do something. Yo, smile. Every once in a while. Every
right.
Once in a while. That don't mean every day. She didn't say every day. She said every once in a while.
Right.
But then this woman said, these bitches mad.
Woo.
And I'm starting to understand. I'm sorry, because I didn't understand at first because the stage radio love everybody. And we represent for everybody. No matter what you got going on, we going to share it. We going to represent for everybody, so I couldn't understand. You know what I'm saying? Why I'm not smiling. But I understand these bitches mad. And you should not be mad. You should be congratulating us on what we do the way we do it. Nobody wants you to kiss our ass. But these bitches mad. Why they mad? But they don't tell nobody. You know why they not gonna tell nobody? Because they don't want nobody to understand that these bitches mad. They don't understand, Nikki. And I understand. Because they can do what we do. But these bitches mad. How could you be mad at a radio show playing your shit all around the world? But you excited because you on Fox. How could you be mad because you on several mixtapes that's played all around the world? But these bitches mad. I don't understand. I don't understand. I just don't
understand.
I guess how.
It's not what I understand. Right. It's still the WCW. You told these people you got something for them tonight.
Yeah, I got something for you. I'm going to answer this. I'm going to respond to this letter. Then I got some tickets for you.
Let me get these tickets.
Because Charlotte is going to be reckless this Friday. Pull up. Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. You know what? One of the homies' name, I ain't going to tell nobody, but her name is Charlotte, too. And she got a big boy show coming up that same day. Shout out to Def Jam. She going to be out there doing what she do.
Working.
Doing what she do. You know what I'm saying? I go tired. That name is Charlotte. Y'all got to figure it out on your own. But she going to be doing what she do. So Charlotte going to be crazy this Friday.
Right.
Crazy. I'm talking NC to the woman herself. It's going to be reckless. We be back. Let me talk to these women about this letter. See what they got
boy.
Going on.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy is right. Oh, boy is definitely right.
Back up, back up. It's Women Take Over Wednesdays with your girls, Nisi and Nikki, on the Stage Radio. Wednesdays, 9 to 11. Check us out, y'all.
You already know, it's Wednesday, and I'm rocking with my ladies, Nikki and Nisi, and we about to get it in.
You're locked into the Women's Takeover.
It's Meesh Lover, and you are now tuned in to Women's Takeover Wednesday. Send in your emails, get the latest sauce, and rock out with your girls, Nikki and Nisi, from 9 to 11.
Okay, y'all. Before I read this letter, let me give my disclaimer. Don't sue us. We do not promote or encourage homicide, suicide, genocide, side pieces, side dishes, or nothing that goes to the left. All right. So this letter reads, I'm 23, and my boyfriend is 41. I'm finishing up my college degree, so I'm still living at home with my parents.
Hold on, because I need to understand. She's 23.
Right.
So they're 18 years apart.
Okay.
He's 41. They're 18 years. Okay, let's go.
I'm finishing up my college degree, so I'm still living at home with my parents for a few more months. My boyfriend lives with his parents. He claims it saves money and is easier. He's also said he was single before me, so he didn't feel the need to have his own place. since we've been dating, he was crashing at one of his rental properties. And he recently remodeled and sold it. For weeks, I was under the impression that we would have that house as our space. And though not ideal, I was going to take what I could get. Now that he's just sold it, we have no space to be together or have any time alone. My parents are not accepting of me being in a relationship and being intimate at the house of his parents, whom I still haven't met, is weird and limiting to me. We've been having so many disagreements lately, and I feel that not having our own space is making it worse. We would have been able to spend all weekends together, but now that's out of the picture unless he gets us a hotel room. I don't want to feel like his mistress, and I shouldn't have to. I don't know what to do or where to even begin with him. He takes everything as a personal attack, so my attempting to talk about it with him would implode. Help!
Help. I don't understand. Shout out to the WTW doing what they do every Wednesday. Tune in to the letter. I don't understand what she need help with. I don't understand.
I guess trying to talk to him.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm trying to talk to him, maybe getting him to, I don't know, I can only say trying to talk to him. That's the only thing I can say.
So we gonna talk to him. Let's talk to him. That's what you need? We gonna talk to him.
She didn't say help.
Buddy, why you got this property? So she said, y'all can't be intimate nowhere else. So y'all obviously was fucking at this property before you sold it. Now what's your next move? Because you obviously ain't buy another property because she don't want to fuck you at mommy house.
Hey, Nisi. Lord.
Big dummy. All right, let's talk to him. She want us to talk to him. So let's talk to him. She obviously want to fuck. That shit is uncomfortable. I can't imagine. Like, I love my wife. My wife is so dear to me. But I can't imagine in there what if y'all know what I be trying to do to my wife. I can't imagine doing this in the next door of my wife. I mean, my mom. So you in the next door, you next door to your mom. Doing the Beastie Man shit to your wife.
It's so embarrassing.
She's not with this, but you are. You know how I know you are? Because you sold the property that she was comfortable at and got nothing else. She said she wanted us to talk to you, bro. So we're going to talk to you. Big dummy. Now sex ain't even as pleasurable to her, so it's not pleasurable to you because you sold a fuck house.
Why I gotta be called a fuck house? You are so rude.
Big dummy, you done sold the fuck house. You's a dummy. Yo, this letter, like, shorty, you know what you gotta do, shorty. Man, this nigga's a weirdo. He either got a wife or he not checking for you. This is too easy. Because he sold a house, got him a new house for the wife and himself. Maybe the kids. But y'all don't have no fuck house no more. Now y'all back at mama house being quiet. Put that pillow in your mouth, right? Dad. Come on, now y'all some ludicrous shit.
So that ain't
you can't even fuck right. Because you at mama house. Lame ass nigga. Yo, I usually I would want the woman to send that sent this letter in to kill herself. Not tonight. This nigga's a dick. This nigga sold the fuck you house. This nigga can't scrape in front of his moms or her moms. Because if y'all like Beastie, this shit don't look good. I don't want my mama hearing me what I'm doing. I don't want Nikki mama hearing because I'm trying to be reckless. Every night we stroke
no,
you.
No, I don't
if
believe
I stroke you up.
I don't believe he stays with his parents.
I think
why
he got
he
another.
Not met them? No.
Yes, he got
not met them.
He definitely does.
He definitely has a woman.
Nick.
Yes.
This nigga need to get in his car.
And do.
Get in your car, buddy. Like this blunt. I don't know what we smoking. Shout out to CJ Starr. But he need to be smoking it with us. Light it up for us, bro. CJ saw it and rolled it up. She passed it to the window and walked away. What a biscuits, bitches. And threw a biscuit in there. So now you got a biscuit and a blunt.
Oh, not a biscuit and a blunt.
It's buttery,
baby. Turn on the music. You dumb motherfucker. You just sold a fuck you house. You got the shorty thinking you living at mama house. Oh, you trying to save some money. You just sold a house. How much money are you trying to save? How much money are you trying to save?
Woo.
You at mama house. How much? Well, what the fuck you trying to say? You sold a house. How much money you trying to say? Gas it. How much money you trying to say? But you stay at mama house. So she only can fuck you when you at mama house. She live with her mama. Cause she a little girl. You a grown ass man. Hold on. Stop the music. We didn't even address the fact that this motherfucker was 18 years. This nigga was left. This nigga was legal to vote. This motherfucker could join the army before she sucked on the titty. Before she was breastfed. We didn't even get into this. This motherfucker here. She was 23. That means you was 18. Turn the music back on. This motherfucker here. You old enough to be her granddad. Or at least her pappy. At least the pappy.
He the pappy.
He the pappy. You are the father. You nasty bastard. Then you gonna tell her you sold the fuck you house. And y'all gotta fuck back at mama house. How old is mama? You 41. Mama gotta at least be 60 something. Mama in there here and you drilling this young girl. You nasty bastard. Mama got the hair. Then she take you over to her house. Her mama got to hear some old man, probably mama age. Probably mama age. Drilling her daughter. Probably the same age as mama. 23. These girls having babies at 15. So the mama was probably 38. You 41. You older than mama. And you fucking her daughter. That's it. That's it. I never thought I'd have a show like this. Because these letters is crazy. And these women sending these letters. But tonight, shorty, I'm not on your side, but I'm on your side. Tell your man, Beastie said, kill yourself. Flop the fucking bridge. You fucking Uncle Scrooge, you fucking, you man, kill yourself. Nikki, turn up the music so we can enjoy this bitch splashing in the water.
I'm to listen. But she didn't hear that I cried. My last tear last night. See, I cried. My last tear last night.
Now you fucking around your mom.
Someone would think.
Now you fucking around her mom.
Mission was a fluke, which should have been aborted.
Say why? One, two, three.
It's like shadow view. I'm stuck in a place and I don't wanna.
Say why?
So all I could do.
Y'all seen them bubbles going down? Yo, imagine, Nikki, I need you to imagine this. I need you to put your thinking cap on, Nikki, because I need you to imagine this. Your husband, right, he got this property, right? $1.5 million. It's a nice house sitting on a couple of acres. But you living with Chloe. Beastie living with Tina. Shout out to Chloe and Tina. That's our parents. If y'all don't know, y'all will know. But we living with our parents. But we can't live there because they're remodeling it. So I got to sneak over to Chloe's house, smash, because I'm into smashing. You got to tip over to Tina's house, smash, because I'm into smashing. But we got this big ass house where we've been smashing at for the last couple of months. But I sell it. Now we got nothing. Nothing. So now we can't even smash the way we want to because we at Clementina house. How
you
would
know,
you feel about how would you
nah,
feel about Beastie?
It wouldn't happen.
No,
it
no,
would
no,
not
no.
Happen.
You don't know what
no.
Beastie gonna do. You don't. You can't.
No,
that.
I know what I'm.
You don't know
do.
What Beastie.
I'm speaking
I,
for myself.
I'm gonna sell some shit.
I know what I'm gonna do. I'm speaking for myself. You are 41 with rental properties because she said he sold, he remodeled and sold one of his rental properties. Uh-uh.
Right.
No. No, 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 no. And then my mind's eye say his wife probably found out and was like, oh, sell the house.
You bet you.
We don't
got
get to rent it out no more,
babe.
Hell no.
You
got
answering my question.
It's the fuck house.
You
I,
got
I did
my
answer
question.
Your question.
I, said,
I did. It wouldn't
no,
happen.
No, you said his wife. Hey, BC ain't got a BC. Only got one way.
No, I'm talking about that scenario.
Answer.
But with BC, it would not happen. You're not gonna have multiple rental properties. Be an entrepreneur, business owner, however you want to title yourself. And I have to sneak around in our parents' house or houses. No, 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 no. I'm grown. She's 23. She's got a few months left of college. She's very grown. And he's extremely grown at 41 and own properties with residual income. Sir, you have residual income. What are you doing?
Yo, I think Buddy is whack. I think Shorty is dumb for sticking around. Shorty, I couldn't put you in the car because I understand you're only 23. And you might have been manipulated into a situation because you should have been put in the car too. You should have been. But we're not going to send you off the bridge with Buddy. So tonight you live. Him, fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. Like, fuck him, bro. Like, I can't express that enough. I can't say it enough. Fuck him.
Okay, so.
But you got more than one property. And y'all fucking in each other's mom's houses.
Y'all
not even getting a telly. Y'all not even going to the telly. What do you say?
Capo said, get him, Beastie. He the daddy.
Yeah. You not even fucking in the telly, bro. You not even fucking in the telly, bro. You not taking this bitch to you fucking her in her mom's house. Then you long dicking this bitch. You don't know what your mom, the moms is hearing. Suppose mom, you think mom's asleep, but she go into the bathroom, and she you in there, pow, pow, pow. This is not cool. But you had, man, where your wife at? Where your wife at? I got some homeboys that want to fuck your
oh,
wife,
no.
Bro. I got some homeboys.
Papo said he probably don't have no money. She young and dumb, probably smashing the mom too. Oh God.
Right. He probably lied to the bitch and told her he had properties.
Right. He got.
She wanted to go fuck at the property. It probably was a rental.
It's
and
the
he lost it.
And he's the maintenance man. And
right, he's the maintenance man.
Vacation house. That's why she's never seen the parents. He's the maintenance man. It's the wife's stuff. And that's it. She's just a little tenderoni. So find somebody
right,
your
I'm
age.
With you. Hey,
something.
Hey, Niecy. Niecy,
what's up?
I miss you so much. I didn't know you were there. I miss you so much. I can't wait to see you. I love you so much. Like, I can't wait. Like I love you so much. Like, for real, for real. Like, I miss you so much. I can't wait till you pull up. But anyway, fuck all that emotional shit right now. Yo, this bitch, I'm telling you, he probably was the maintenance man. And, oh, that's how he got the keys to the fucking co-op apartment. But now he lost his job. So now he ain't got the keys no more. He sold a rental property. Bitch, he probably had nothing. This adds a spin on it. Don't it? It adds a spin on it. He probably had nothing. He probably had nothing. Oh, this nigga disguised himself. This is not cool. Now, shorty 23, she's naive. She believe anything. You know how many bitches run around Hollywood sucking dick because they think they directors? Oh, I'm a director. Suck my dick. I can get you a movie role. You know how many bitches run around New York? Oh, I'm a rapper. I can get you put on. You know how many bitches running around sucking dick in Atlanta? Like, she what probably was one of them, bro. She probably was one of them. And that's fucked up, man. To do that to some people, that's fucked. Not some people, to anybody. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up, man. Now you got these bitches thinking you popping. So they giving you some sloppy toppy poppy.
Well, bro, if he kills us, get in his car, and kills himself, they don't have nowhere to live. So he got to not drive off the bridge. They can fuck in the car.
Right, they can fuck in the car. On their way down in the water, kill yourself. On the way down in the water. For real, yo. I'm telling you, it's like, I feel bad. What's up, man? I feel bad for certain women. I feel bad for certain women, for real, because certain women are naive. And I watch the naive shit that go on. Like, I'm out here, man. I'm in these streets with these rappers, these singers, whatever, comedians. I'm out here in these streets. And the shit that go on, I feel bad because I know y'all niggas ain't got to deal with Jay-Z. But y'all told these bitches, you got to deal with Jay-Z, and she's topping you off because she thinks she's good. I can't imagine what this 41-year-old man told this 23-year-old woman to get the buns. I can't imagine what this 41-year-old man told this 23-year-old woman to get some neck. I can't imagine what this 41-year-old man told this 23-year-old little girl. I can't imagine, bro. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. But he told her something. He told her something. Because she sent the letter to the stage radio. Because she stressed the fuck out. To send a letter, you got to be stressed. You got to be stressed. So I can't imagine what he told her. He told her he was Tommy Mottola. How about that? Sony stand up. That's what he told her. Because I can't understand. Yo, this is still a WTW. I'm out of here, man. Peace. Oh, yeah, I got some tickets. Yo, listen. Here's the question. Who's the most obnoxious host on a set, on a stage radio? If you want to take it, 646-787-8054. Who was or is the most obnoxious host on the stage radio. And I'm going to give y'all two clues. Is either Sonny the Star or Gretch?
Why are you not in the mix?
No, because I'm not obnoxious. I'm just beastie. Who is the most obnoxious? Sonny the Star or Gretch?
Or beastie.
Oh, all right.
Correct answers only.
No. Huh?
Correct answers only.
Correct answers only. All right, okay. So, but it got to be Sonny the Star. It got to be Sonny the Star.
Capo.
Beastie, then Gretch, because you know I don't do nothing, C.
First
so, A, B, or C?
First of all, Capo not being in North Carolina cannot win the tickets. Let me just say that right there. His
what
answer
is
beastie. Beastie.
God damn.
His answer is beastie.
Nope.
We'll be back. I got some music and some drops. But y'all call
we'll
in.
We'll be back. 646-787-8054. Come get these tickets.
Tell your truth.
Friday going to be epic out in Charlotte if you out there.
Yeah, baby. She love this song, cause I'm on this song. You looking at me, girl, with those big old pretty eyes, and the world's most beautiful smile. I just can't say no. Gotta show your love for making me feel so good inside. You can bet that your boy gon' ride, for sure, for sure. And if you wanna see the world, I'm gon' buy you a map, you know. Just show me where you wanna go.
Brand new.
Hey, yo, you listening to the Stage Radio with your girl, Queen B, KBE. And I'm representing for Women Takeover Wednesdays with my girl, Nikki, and my girl, Niecy. Y'all turn the fuck up. You know what it is.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Showshot, that's that, man. And we vibing, yo. And when I'm vibing, I like to listen to WTW, Women's Takeover Wednesdays on the Stage Radio, hosted by Nikki and Niecy. Holler back at your boy, man. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I was just telling CJ Star, got to get her out there to Hawkeye Productions. Shout out to Hawkeye Productions. Take out there.
Oh, yeah, Hawkeye.
Yeah, shout out to Hawkeye Productions, doing whatever Hawkeye Productions does. Shout out to Show Shot. As that, I got to get CJ out there, though. I think CJ would be, like, you know what I'm saying? I think she'd be at home out there.
Yeah, I think she'd be comfortable, too.
Yeah, I think she'd be at home. I think she'd be comfortable, so we're going to get her out there. Hell yeah. Yo, shout out to Charles Reed, though.
Shout out to Charles Reed. I love that song. You know I love because of the beat. The throwbackness of this song, I like. Capo might as well call in. Capo be sending these messages, and I'll be missing them. He said, it's you.
No.
It's definitely you. He said, you are more obnoxious than the Grinch. And he's been on for the trash. So he knows how the Grinch is. He said, it's definitely you.
I'm not.
You are, babe.
I just say, fuck them kids. And
see?
Shit like that.
It's you, babe.
Yo, I got in trouble. I don't want to say in trouble because I'm a grown-ass man. I got backlash for asking the same question twice. I asked one woman, what made you go from a man to a woman? And she did not like it. And I got a whole lot. Then I asked another woman, CJ Star, what made you go from a man to a woman? And she answered it. She wasn't offended. Like, I just ask the questions that people want to ask. For real. CJ Star answered the question. She wasn't offended. She's mad at her. CJ Star is in there right now with Beast.
Is that all right?
Is that all right? She buttering her biscuits. I said, getting ready for her next show.
She's actually
in that show, CJ.
This Friday in front of Bob Sumner, produced for Def Comedy Jam.
Okay, you got some Def Comedy Jam shit. Oh, shit, they gonna imagine CJ Star on Def Comedy Jam. Butter and her biscuits.
Yeah.
Where is that at?
It's gonna be at Harley's Nightclub in Laurinburg, North Carolina.
Harley's. Laurinburg, ain't that far?
About 45 minutes.
Laurinburg, if you're flying.
That's where it's
Buster
Brown
from. Told me it costs about an hour and a half, man.
Yep.
You cut the time in half, bro.
You drive slow.
Butter Brown. Butter Brown. You driving on some old lady time.
Butter Brown.
Bad lady.
Buster Brown, what you doing, Buster Brown? Call in. You on some old lady time? I know Buster Brown sleep right now. He on his old man time. Buster Brown go to bed early. Buster Brown, he go to bed early. Yeah, old man. Yeah. Hey, drive like an old man. Ray Taylor, stand up. Y'all know I love y'all, man. Capo was good, man. Virginia, Brooklyn, stand up. Both.
Let me tell you, real quick, BC, let me tell you. I jumped on Miss Gina Live today, and it was Womb Wednesday, and we were talking, and she pulled this lady, this young lady up who's going through some things with alcohol addiction.
Okay.
Cabo came up there, and she was on the defensive. When I tell you, she was deflecting real strong. And Cabo handled it like the G he is. He was patient with her. He was calm with her. And by the end, she was like, I apologize. It's all love. And it was just beautiful. Look, here go Cabo right here. Call in and talk your crap, Cabo.
Yo, what's up, yo? What's going on?
What's good, my guy?
What's up, Beastie? What's going on, man?
What you was doing, man? What you done did to the fucking lady, man?
Told her the truth about herself. At one point, what female go choose liquor over their son, over their child? Wake up and smell a coffee, shorty.
See? You can't get two Brooklyn dudes together. The comedy.
Well, she was drinking for the last 48 hours, and
yeah, she was really bad
for her son, and yeah, she was crazy. It was sad.
No, I just had a conversation. Shout out to my partner. Like, I'm not gonna mention his or her name. But, yo, ain't nothing wrong with drinking, man. Drink, man. But you got to understand, they even have commercials that say drink responsibly. For real, yo. Come on, man. Y'all niggas out here doing dickhead shit. Y'all in here mistreating your kids, crashing in the cars, not dealing with your kids. Come on, man. Crashing into fucking light poles, knocking fucking lights, knocking poles down. Come on, drink responsibly. If you can't drink, if you know you drunk, sit your ass down. Bro, if I come to your house, Cabo, and I know I'm wasted, first of all, Beastie ain't supposed to be behind nobody car. But if I know I'm drunk, I'm going to say Cabo.
Don't laugh.
Can I please sit down?
And I'm going to say, yo, Beastie, yo, I got a bed in the room. Go lay down.
Yeah.
Go lay down in the bed in the room, bro.
Yeah. Before I go out there and kill myself, I hope you help me.
But I won't let you get behind the wheel even if he wasn't drunk, bro. Come on, man. Come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, they got drunk, yo. Well, yo, when you're drunk, when you're drunk, the more drunker you become the dickhead. You become a dickhead, bro. A dickhead. The more drunk, and you become like the class clown, I want to say. And everybody looking at you and they laughing at you, bro. And you drunk. And you doing obnoxious, stupid shit. And you're drunk. And they're laughing at you. And then you got to wake up the next morning wondering if you got any friends.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck did I do last night? What the fuck did I do last night? Damn,
what the fuck did I do?
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't drink Hennessy Black no more.
The Hennessy Black?
Yeah. Hennessy Black had me running from, there's a street front called Lincoln and Sutter. From Lincoln and Sutter to Lincoln and Liberty with a gun in my hand with no shoe on. No more Black Hennessy. After that, I never drunk Black Hennessy a day in my life again.
Yeah, sounds like East New York.
East New York shit.
Yes.
From shit.
Yeah, that's yes, sir. I'm so with you, right? Yes, sir. Shout out to
me. Hey, you told me to call in. You know, y'all my family. I'm going to call in when y'all say call in, you know.
Yes, sir.
Call
shout
in.
Out to the
not
East.
Not to be talking about Brooklyn.
Shit me.
I mean, it's Brooklyn.
Shit me. I love Brooklyn like I love breathing. Straight like that.
Facts.
Straight like
facts.
That.
I like
Brooklyn
that.
Like I love breathing.
I'm about
you
to get
like
that on
breathing?
A shirt.
Shit me. Shit me.
Not
I love Brooklyn. Brooklyn made me the man. I'm not going to say the, and I don't want to say the gangster. First of all, I'm not no thug because there's a difference between the thug and the gangster, and I'm a whole
gangster. Mm-hmm. But that's all.
Right. There's a difference. But Brooklyn made me the man that I am today, bro. For real. Mm. Shout out to
Save it. Yo, PC, where you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
East New York. Southern Rutland. Linden.
Southern Rutland.
Linden.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Y'all got to talk behind the scenes. Hey, CJ Star. I'm sure y'all got peoples in common.
I mean, listen, the places he said, that means he's at the BRC on Old Timers Day.
Okay.
That means he got to know Tuquan from Pink Houses.
Pink Houses.
Ken Duke.
Yeah.
Ken Duke.
Shout out to Pink Houses.
From Plaza.
Shout out to Pink Houses.
Yo, I made so much money.
Hold on, CJ is echoing.
So, shout out to Pink Houses. I made so much money at Pink Houses. Shout out to Pink Houses, man. Shout out to Tilden.
Shout out to Tilden. I made a lot of money.
Linden. Shout out to Linden. Walkman and Skank.
Yeah.
Linden. Yes, sir. Linden Projects. Yeah, boy. Boy. Mm-hmm. But,
Boulevard houses. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yo, Beastie. Okay, you really are Mr. Brooklyn like me. It's not that many people
yeah, I'm
I meet
so
that actually
Brooklyn,
is Brooklyn.
Man. I'm so Brooklyn. So Brooklyn. Oh, my God. I love Brooklyn.
Yeah,
Flatbush, stand up. You know where I wasn't. You know, one part of Brooklyn didn't like Beastie. That was where was that part of Brooklyn? I know I'm stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that part? Bucktown.
Bushwick.
Nah, Bucktown. Bushwick.
Bushwick.
Not Bushwick. Was that Bushwick? Where was that?
Mm-hmm. Is it even Bushwick or Crown Heights?
Crown Heights. They did not like Beastie. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't
they? They did not like Beastie.
What was Beastie out there?
Hey, man. I played the fifth. They did not like Beastie. But it was Bushwick, not Crown Heights. It was Bushwick. They did not like Beastie.
Mm-hmm. How the hell you knew it was Bushwick, Capo? This is what I'm talking about.
I missed the Brooklyn.
They did not like Beastie. They did not like Beastie.
You know, certain areas don't like a lot of East New York guys, you know.
They did not like me.
No, listen, I'm from East New York, just so happened that area, yeah. We do dumb things, you know, we do crazy things back in the day, but we good people. We good guys.
Yeah, good guys.
They did not. Bushwick, boy. Mm-mm. Shout out to Bushwick. I hope we cool down, man. I want to pull back up on y'all, but they did not like Beastie. No, sir. No, sir. Yo, when y'all next show, Cabo?
actually have
I got
one
no shows in New York
weekend.
Coming up. I want to pull up, man.
We got one in Georgia actually coming up.
Georgia's closer. Talk to me.
Yeah, we're doing that in 2 weeks. It's in Tucker, Georgia. The flyer will be on my page by Friday. I have the flyer out by Friday, and I send it to y'all guys and all that.
2 weeks?
But
you know a date?
Yeah. No, hold on. I got you right now. I got to look on the calendar. 2 weeks.
Because I want to pull up out there with him.
I believe that's the 6th, the weekend of the 6th.
The 6th, October
6th. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm so with this shit. You want to go to Georgia, Nikki?
Yeah.
Georgia?
Yeah. Georgia.
Georgia. I got a show on October 2nd, too. Shout to Race Color.
You're right.
Fayetteville, North Carolina. I got a show out there. Big, big show.
Big show. Like 3 hours from me.
Yeah, a whole lot of people going to be out there. You need to pull up, man.
Yeah, I think I might. You're not that far.
Yeah, you need to pull up. October 2nd, Fayetteville. Oh, I got a big show. It's going to be crazy. Like the wrestler. It's going to be crazy out there. Whole lot of performers out there. I'm going to show my ass. I'm talking about I'm Rakishi, nigga. I'm mooning the crowd. I'm talking
I'm
showing my ass, bruh. For real. Because that will be the last time I perform into Miami. I'm not performing nowhere else until Miami.
Oh, yeah, he said you got to go out with a bang.
Yeah, so I'm going to go crazy.
Hey, Nikki, I'm sorry I'm encouraging it. You heard I'm coming. I'm encouraging
you. Yeah, you see, I don't even say nothing.
I'm sorry.
It's like, y'all just feed the monster. That's what you do.
Hey, what props you want? What you want? What props you want? We got to go out with a bang, BC.
Listen, all I want. See, you ain't trying to break what I want. I want some Hennessy Black.
I'll bring you some Hennessy privilege.
Privilege is good enough too, long as it's Hennessy. I want Hennessy all over the stage, bro. I'm talking about when I tell you I want to show my ass, bro. I'm talking about mooning the crowd, bro. Mooning the crowd, bro. When I tell you I'm going to show my ass, bro, I'm going to go crazy. And then I'm not performing again. You can't even pay me to perform until Miami. For real. That's how crazy I'm going. You can't even pay me. Nah, I don't want your bread. Nah, I'm good. My wife, I'm like, stupid motherfucker, take the bread. Nah, I don't want the bread. Nah, to Miami. Shout to Miami, February 5th. Pull up Stage Awards. Get your tickets. Get your booking. Get your airfare. Get your however you getting it. Car fare. Get your housing. Get whatever you need to pull up February 5th. Miami gonna be crazy. Whole lot going on. Capo gonna be out there. I don't know what Capo and them. I don't know what the Hefner family gonna be out there, but it's gonna be a whole lot of Hefner going on, man.
On Friday, you know, I usually join y'all Friday. I'll let y'all know exactly if we're getting a house or a mansion. How we gonna really do it? I'll let y'all know.
Whole lot of Hefner shit going on. Whole lot of Hefner shit going on out there. It's going to be February 5th. As y'all don't fucking pull up, I'm talking about boss. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. Whole lot of bosses gonna be out there, man. Pull up, man. Ain't nobody trying to play with you. Everybody stunting. Everybody big blunts. Big blunts. Don't come out there with no fucking .5 blunts. Don't come out there with your little .5 blunts.
Don't come out there with no grand blunts neither.
Two and better. I'm so looking forward to the eighth. Put an eighth in your blunt, man.
Let's just have
a we trying to get high. Put some weed in your blunt, man.
The more the weed don't mean the higher.
Shit me.
Shit, fuck you.
You want to smoke an eighth right now? You want to smoke an eighth right now and find out?
Put an eighth in the bathroom right now.
I was like, shit me. I show her what she not talking about. Shit me. Let's smoke an eighth right now. Shit, roll that shit up right there. How about that? Shit me. I got an eighth on the scale right now. Told CJ to roll up a blunt. She rolled up a .3, man.
No, she didn't.
I'm like,
CJ, you didn't do that.
Right, CJ. Who toothpick is this? I know we went to the steakhouse and had to get the toothpick.
Damn.
Damn, CJ. I used to look up to you, CJ Star.
You don't need a lot of weed to get high. That's
the mistake. Shit, mate.
Yo, not,
I need a
I don't
lot
need
of
no point two or no blunt.
Right.
What the hell?
Right.
She got me
she
smoking
put the
paper. I'm smoking paper.
Right. I'm like, what? Who wrote this skinny ass blunt? What the fuck is this? I thought we was picking. I said, oh, she got the fucking little smoke stick. You know, back in the days they had the chew sticks. She had a chew stick going on in this bitch.
Y'all not gonna see CJ Star. DC will be back tomorrow to give out some more tickets and laugh and joke with y'all. We're gonna have to let them continue BC and Capo after the show.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Hell yeah. Hold on. First of all, it's early. So before you conclude this show, I need to hear HLS song, man.
I don't play that mess.
So what?
I actually want to hear that song y'all just played again. That song
what's
is all right.
He want to hear
the last song.
I got you.
What song?
Happy.
Okay. Y'all see y'all tomorrow, man. I ain't never thought Capo would be this happy. Capo, you disappointed me. Damn, man. Man,
my bad,
man. God damn, son. I used to look up to you, too.
He know what day it is. That's why. Peace, y'all. Be safe.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah, baby. She love this song, 'cause I'm on this song. You looking at me, girl, with those big old pretty eyes. Yeah, the world's most beautiful smile. I just can't say no. Gotta show your love for making me feel so good inside. You can bet that your boy gon' ride, for sure, for sure. And if you wanna see the world, I'm gon' buy you a map, you know. Just show me where you wanna go.
Make you happy.
If you ask me what I
got a dick so trill, it blows my mind. And you got a little thug in you too, when girl I like that. And it's for you that I stay on my grind. So if you ask me for the world, I would ask God to give it to me. Is there anything else you need? 'Cause there ain't nothing in the world I wouldn't do for my baby.
Just wanna make you happy.